CliffCentral.com.
Do you know anyone who didn't do one awful job? Everybody. Ben, what was your worst job?
Oh, I started working in my dad's shoe shop.
Oh, my God.
That was rough.
Yeah, especially when you work for family, right?
That, too.
Because family, they don't care. You say you're tired or you're sick, they're like, I don't give a damn. Get to work.
I still have nightmares of really big women's feet going to very small heels. And you don't want to say, honey, that's not going to work.
Oh, did any of them ask you to help them put the shoes on?
Well, so you had to touch the cranky, crusty feet.
No, I didn't. There was always a distance, but still, you know, some visuals never lost.
But I mean, some people, when they try on shoes, they're wearing like sweaty socks
or nothing at all.
Oh my God! My buddy just threw up a little bit in her mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the worst job you've ever done? The legal ones, Mabs. You don't have to talk about the illegal ones.
Listen, I've actually been quite lucky. I'm just trying to count all the jobs I've had.
You never did a shitty job like having to serve people food or anything?
Oh, no. I lasted a day at Spur.
Oh, you did the Spur thing,
while in varsity. My intention was to become a waitress, but then I didn't go back.
Did you ever witness?
Oh, I'd love
ever
to
witness
her first table.
I know.
I'd love Mabale to witness a race war at the Spur, because we know that's what Spur's famous for, right?
Oh, snap.
I didn't witness a race war, but I did see a piece of steak fall onto the floor, and then it was subsequently picked up and put back on the plate. I mean, there were a number of reasons why I left. So
there for one day, but you had a number of reasons for leaving.
Okay, so there was that reason.
I get you, girl.
Then it was varsity day, so you know, I thought I was a little bit lazy to try and be responsible. But then also there was one of the waiters was just very aggressive in his hitting on me, and I thought to myself, I really don't want to work with this person that I'm going to have to face every day. He was just quite aggressive.
Oh, you see, that's the opposite.
That's called sexual harassment.
No,
as
he
to
didn't.
Why I stayed.
Oh, you nasty hoe.
So you went to see you were being hit on, and you didn't
and
mind.
You liked it.
I was a waiter for 7 days, The manager had
on
a
this
thing
team.
For
that's staying part. Right.
Yeah, the manager had a thing for me, I'd rock up late, and he's like, "No, see, it's fine."
Wow.
And I would knock the jump for shifts. It's like, "See, yeah, no, don't worry." Then hey, work my magic.
Getting away with this.
So that's why being a waiter wasn't a bad experience.
Oh, nice
in my
for you,
life.
Sia. Isn't that exciting?
But Sia would be, I mean, you'd be that pleasant waiter. You know, you come to the table, you smile, you're like, hello, party people.
Sia goes to the Spur and falls in love. The rest of us go to Spur, we get fired after a day. I was a waiter for exactly one order.
Okay.
I've told you this story before.
Take the record, it's fine.
Taking one order.
Yeah, the one.
You're just like, screw it.
I worked at the country club, and this stupid fat man who just walked about 5 meters, and the rest of the time he was on the golf cart, arrives at the clubhouse for a drink afterwards. So it's my first day on the job, and they don't want to give me any serious responsibilities. They can clearly tell that I have limited function in this environment. So they say to me, just take a drinks order from that table over there. So I go over to the table. It's this man and two of his friends. So I said to him, hey, my name is Gareth, what do you want?
Oh, you see, you're also half-assed.
Yeah,
no.
Well, of course. I hated this. I mean, I don't like people I like.
I don't like.
So I say to the guy, all right, what can I get you? And I'm trying to smile and be as friendly as possible. And I realize, like, I've got to prove I can do this. Just to myself, if nothing else. Well, that didn't last. He says to me, I'd like a whiskey and water. So I say, fine. Go off to the kitchen and send him a whiskey and water. Bring back the whiskey and water, put it down and say, there we go, there's your whiskey and water. So he goes, oh, I ordered a whiskey and soda. I asked him, no, you didn't.
Whoa.
Which apparently you're not meant to do.
I get it, the customer's always right.
Yeah, so I should have poured the whiskey down the drain and said to this idiot, look, here's your whiskey and soda. Of course you were right. How silly of me. But I decided to argue with him. So he says, I definitely ordered a whiskey and a soda. So I said, no, you didn't. You ordered a whiskey water. Here it is. Look.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't have a transcript of the conversation, but that's pretty much how it went. I'm not an idiot. I'm at university. bet you don't have a university degree.
Oh.
So the guy's like, call your manager, this is outrageous. So I said, ah, you know what, you call him. I'm out of here.
How old were you?
I walked out. I was 19 or whatever. I said, you tell him. I tell him I'm not coming back either.
And then what happened when you got home to the parents?
Well, my parents are like, oh, you're such a disappointment. We really thought you could get this right. My dad is like, you know, I also worked hard and you don't know the meaning of hard work. I'm like, look, this is not for me. I'm not a good service person.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really not.
Yeah, so you've got to also realize what your strengths and your weaknesses are early. I mean, you weren't a service person either. You would have been shocking eventually.
Yeah.
You might have been pleasant for all of 5 minutes on the job, but I can imagine my buddy after 5 days, she'd be throwing the steak on the floor herself.
Giving the customer's lip.
I'm really actually grateful I've never had any bad experience at work. Never.
Well, it's only because the manager fell in love with you.
Well, yeah, that was good.
I'm pretty sure all the other waiters were having a bad experience because they saw what preferential treatment you were getting.
I couldn't care less. CliffCentral.com